So yesterday we talked about two different approaches in the Rishonim in terms of wearing tefillin chol moed. Those who believe that it is forbidden for a person to wear tefillin chol moed, and others who believe it's absolutely a chiyuv to wear tefillin chol moed. And if we left ourselves with a problem, what are we going to do? So there's a compromise view, also a third view brought in the Rishonim. And this is quoted by the Tur, it's the opinion of the Ritva, the Smach, the Meiri, who write that a person on chol moed should wear tefillin and should not make a bracha. How does that help? What does that compromise accomplish? So first of all, it accomplishes one very important thing. If the person's supposed to wear tefillin and they're not wearing tefillin, so that'd be a big problem. So what is the person? Do you put on tefillin to avoid the iser, right? Or the bitul mitzvah say of not wearing tefillin? A person is called a poshei yisrael, but a begufo, a person doesn't wear tefillin, it doesn't wear tefillin. So the person who's supposed to wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin. So that's a big avla. So you put the tefillin on. But if you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin, you make a bracha, it would be a bracha levatala. So what do they say? They say put on the tefillin, but don't make a bracha. And that way you can avoid, you know, many of the problems. Oh, you don't avoid, the only problem is you don't avoid one problem, which is if it's usher to put on tefillin, so then you can't avoid that problem. But they would argue that the iser, the avla of not wearing tefillin when you're supposed to is worse than putting on tefillin when maybe you're not supposed to do so. So the Beis Yosef notes that the minhag of all Sephardic Jews is not to wear tefillin chol moed. They have another reason, because the Midrash Ne'elam on Shir HaShirim, which talks about Kabbalistic reasons not to wear tefillin chol moed, the Zohar strongly advocates not wearing tefillin chol moed, and that's why there's a minhag of all Sephardim they do not wear tefillin chol moed. And in fact, that's the Psak of Yosef Karim Shulchan Aruch, that Sephardim do not, they are forbidden from wearing tefillin chol moed. The Ramah writes that it is a universally accepted opinion amongst Ashkenazic Jews to wear tefillin chol moed. And he writes, you should wear tefillin and you should make a bracha. He adds, though, that there's a minhag to wear the tefillin to make the bracha quietly. And the Mishnah Berurah says, why make the bracha quietly? He says, it's because it's a big machlokas and it's a controversy. So to make the bracha already out loud, you're going to upset the people who aren't doing it. So he says, make the bracha quietly. The Taz writes, better to put on the tefillin, but not to make a bracha. However, the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that he disagreed with the Ramah, and he was of the opinion like the Sephardic Poskim, and said no, that a person should refrain, should not wear tefillin l'chol moed, and that became the minhag of Rav Chaim Volozhiner and the Volozhiner Yeshiva. No one in Volozhin wore tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan write like the Taz, a person should put on tefillin but shouldn't make a bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan notes that he's already living in the early 20th century, he writes this a new minhag, he says, that lots of people don't wear tefillin on chol moed. Where does it come from? So it comes from these two practices. First of all, the practice in the Volozhin Yeshiva, and number two, the minhag of the Hasidim. The Hasidim don't wear tefillin on chol moed. Why not? It's not surprising. Just like the Sephardim are very concerned with Kabbalistic approaches, and they use Kabbalah in terms of halacha. So too, if the Zohar, and you find this very often, that the Sephardim and the Hasidim have many similar practices. So just like the Sephardim say, they're forbidden to wear tefillin because the Zohar says not to, so too the Hasidim have to have this minhag. So that's what ended up happening, is you have the Hasidim, you have the Sephardim, and you also have Volozhin, all coalescing around this, the minhag of the Gra, and the Vilna Gaon, all these figures now not wearing tefillin and chol moed. And that's how it became the practice in Eretz Yisrael, that is universally accepted in Eretz Yisrael everywhere, that nobody wears tefillin l'chol moed. If you have a minhag to wear tefillin l'chol moed, and in Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to put on tefillin at home. You don't put on tefillin in shul, nobody does wear tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, because that is the minhag hagra. So you go from a place where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Rama writes, that is the universally accepted minhag, if it was in Europe, for everybody, all Ashkenazim, to wear tefillin, and now became that in Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears tefillin, and there are some Ashkenazim, though, who still do. So b'zman hazeh, what ends up happening? So again, anyone who follows the minhag Agra, Volozhin, Sephardim, all of the Hasidim, all don't wear tefillin chol moed. And then there's the regular Ashkenazim, like me, and some of you, who do continue to wear tefillin chol moed. Most of us, I think, do so without making a bracha. That's those who do so. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan ask, well, what about if you're going to be in a shul and you're going to have people who do different things? Some people wearing tefillin, some people not wearing tefillin. What about the Isser of Lo Siskodidu? People shouldn't be doing agudos, people doing different things. So if Moshe has a tshuva where he writes that if you have a situation in North America where people came from different places in Europe, they all came to North America, and now you have what's called shtei bati dinim bi'ir echad. It's like you have multiple minhagim all coalescing in one place. He says this is true when it comes to Sfira. That's you have so many different people with so many different minhagim when it comes to Sfira. And same thing, we assume the same thing when it comes to Chalamoid, wearing tefillin Chalamoid. That's why you do have some places that a tefillin minion and a no tefillin minion, but I think in many places you don't find that anymore, including our shul, where some people wear, some people don't wear, and that's fine. But the one thing to note is that when it comes to, for those who do wear tefillin chalamoid, there's a, you know, as opposed to what we do on Rosh Chodesh for a different reason, on chalamoid, if you wear tefillin, you take them off before halal. That's the meaning, take them off before halal. Because once halal comes, halal already is, you know, reflects that we're now, it's more of a yantif, so we take the tefillin off, we wear them through Shemoneh Esrei, take them off before halal, with one exception. Some have a minug. I never seen this, but I saw it once. I was in the Washington Heights. I saw Rav Shechter on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Washington Heights. They had separate minyanim for tefillin and no tefillin. I don't know if they still have that, but on the Breuer side. But I was in shul first day of Chol HaMoed, and I see Rav Shechter is wearing his. I was taking my tefillin off for halal, and it's time for laning, and Rav Shechter is still wearing his tefillin. Why is that? Because the Kriyas HaTorah, the first day of Pesach, is the Kriyas HaTorah that talks about the mitzvah of tefillin. So if you're if you're already a person wearing tefillin and the and the Kriyas HaTorah is about tefillin, so you're not going to take your tefillin off just before the Kriyas HaTorah about telling you to put on tefillin. So that's why many have this, this it's actually quoted in the Ezra Torah Luach, this minhag that if a person wears tefillin Chol HaMoed, you wear just the first day of Pesach, you wear it through Kriyas HaTorah, and then you take the tefillin off then. But the bottom line is, you should do whatever your minhag of your family is. If your minhag is not to wear tefillin, then don't wear tefillin. If your minhag is to wear tefillin and make a bracha, then you make your bracha quietly. And if the minhag is to wear tefillin and not make a bracha, whatever you do is fine, you have what to rely on, but certainly you should follow the minhag of your family. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Mitzvah Shabbat, Zachat, Yisrael, Lefikach.